This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com, BlackStarLabs.com, and by RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast, episode number 59. I'm Kevin Larrabee, and I have two of my most esteemed co-hosts with me this week. First off, Jimmy Smith of JimmySmithTraining.com. What's up, Jimmy?
Nothing. How are you guys doing this week?
Doing pretty good, pretty good. And as always, everyone's favorite again, Jen Heath of JenHeath.com. How's it going, Jen?
Great. Glad to be here. Hi, everyone.
What if she's not my favorite? Well, then how does
that is such a lie. Don't let him try to convince anyone that I'm not his favorite. I am his favorite. It's been confirmed many, many times.
You're my favorite don't female on the show. Since it's just me, you.
Oh, you beat Tony.
How rude.
We could do a poll this week, whoever's the favorite host of the show.
No, because then someone's feelings are getting hurt. So don't do it.
All right. Well, anyways, everyone out there, we have a great show lined up for you today. And again, I really mean it this week. We have some FitCast topics to get through, but really our main attraction this week is our interview with TC Luoma from TNation.com. Many of you know him from his Atomic Dog articles, and I mean, he writes, I think he's got maybe hundreds of articles on TNation.com, but he's going to be joining us in a little bit. Let's start off quickly with some FitCast topics. First off, we've been having some great discussions at thefitcast.com in regards to the articles that everyone's been writing. We've been having Jimmy Smith replying up a storm in regards to articles. Like the article that Jen did on creatine, we've been answering a lot of questions. And it seems like everyone out there is jumping onto the website, reading their articles, then feel free to post your replies because all the authors will be checking it out every day to make sure all your questions are answered. Next up, Jen talked to me about this the past couple of days that she wants some pictures from, I guess, my summer transformation in regards to training with Eric Cressy at Excel. I'm not training there anymore, but in about 3 weeks, I'll post my final, I guess, summer transformation pics. Eric has my before pictures, and then I'm going to post my, I guess, after pictures. And I guess people want to see that stuff. Have fun. It's not too great, but maybe you'll enjoy it. Next up, I want to give a shout-out to, we had a fan that came up to me at my local gym the other day, not Excel, but just at the athletic club near my house. A kid who was in high school, he's going to be a senior in high school, and he came up to me. He's like, "Kevin Larrabee, you do that fitness podcast thing, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, and this kid loves it. He loves the show, and it's great."
That'll make you feel good right there. That'll make you feel like a baller.
Well, you know what? I was in the middle of my warm-up. I was doing my warm-up, and I was like, "Man, I'm kind of busy right now. I don't like to be bothered during my workout, but..." I stood and talked with him for 5 minutes or so.
Look at you being on a superstar level already. Didn't want to be bothered. Jeez.
Damn, I'm already recognized in my own hometown. Look at that.
Yeah, he quickly realized how flattering that was, especially a high school senior. I mean, you know, I would say the majority of the audience is more, maybe a little older than that. So it's good that kids are getting into it early, getting good, solid information. And he totally refuses to acknowledge that he is famous now, and he won't admit it, but Kevin, you're famous.
No, I'm not. I'll never accept that. But he actually found me through Elite FTS, and he's like, "I think I know that kid." And I'm 4 years older than him, so he might have known me while I was in high school. I don't know.
I've never had that happen. I think it's because, like, still the whole online fitness thing is not as mainstream as...
It's a tight-knit group.
Yeah, it's a really tight-knit group, even for, like, the people that are on the web that just visit the forum or listen to the show. I mean, I know we have a good number of people that listen to the show, but, like I'm in my gym, and people have never even heard of, like, T Nation. Or people have never even heard of, like, you know, the Fitcast or things like that, or Elite FTS. So it's actually pretty interesting. But I guess, again, a lot of people just go in, work out, go home, you know, so.
All good things. So shout out to him. I don't even think he even told me his name while I was there. I just shook his hand and kind of went on doing my workout. But if he listens to the show, send me an email and I'll get you a t-shirt. I'll just bring it in with me next time. Next off, Jimmy, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about this. I've been kind of bugging you about having a Stavia versus Splenda discussion on the show.
Yeah.
What was that?
Me clearing my throat.
Oh, okay.
Could you do it away from the mic next time?
That sounded like something from Poltergeist, but...
Okay, that's just flat-out rude.
It just sounded weird through the phone, but... Jimmy, do you want to talk just a little bit, just basically what Stavia is? I know a lot of people out there know what Splenda is. They see the label for Splenda on a ton of products now. People are products like even Coke saying no with Splenda, as it's possibly safer and it definitely tastes better than aspartame. So, well, the floor is yours, Jimmy.
Yeah, Stavia is actually a lot healthier than Splenda is going to be for you. It's a lot safer. Because you look at like a lot of countries where Stavia is very popular and accepted. It's not actually on the FDA, the FDA's approved list here yet. And there's some reasons why, and we'll get into that a little bit. But like a lot of countries, people even keep like the whole leaves in their medicine cabinets just for like any type of like injury or ailment, like sore throats, to reduce pain, to inhibit like oral bacteria, or to heal minor wounds. But if you look at real quick about what's Stevia and what's being reported about it, these are just some of the benefits of it. Appetite control. Basically, Stevia suppresses hunger pangs, and you know, I repeated pangs twice because a lot of people say hunger pains. It's actually pangs with a G. It suppresses hunger pangs. It reduces the craving for like sugar and sweet on your tongue. So things don't taste. You still enjoy them, but they don't. You don't have the intense cravings for them. Blood pressure. It's been reported it has like a mild lowering effect on blood pressure, which is always huge. The huge thing for everybody here in the fitness industry is that it lowers your blood sugar. Mm-hmm. So you know, when you use Stevia concentrate, it can actually lower your blood sugar. You can actually lose a little weight with it. Cold and flus. A lot of it's because Stevia is made up of something called glycosides, and basically, when you're sick, a lot of the viruses you have. It can't digest the glycosides, so basically it coats your throat, so you get rid of sore throats, get rid of colds and flus, and also because Stevia is very high in zinc, and zinc is a very synergistic nutrient, so what that means is every other nutrient, like your vitamin C's, your B's, your E's, whatever you're taking is going to work better because of zinc. Stevia, the leaves naturally have more zinc in it, so that tends to just kill off colds and flus because of that. Dental hygiene, so again, same thing with the bacteria. It kills bad breath. I know it's important for you, Kev. Digestive complaints is that, you know, people don't have as bad of digestive issues when they take Stevia. It's good for facial wrinkles, mental, physical stamina. People even use it as like a tobacco addiction. You know, if people have a tobacco addiction, they take it and they don't feel the need for cigarettes anymore. You look
then
at it
just,
as,
do again, they just chew on the leaves?
No. They actually just, they take the whole leaves and they place them in their mouth and they actually just kind of, I guess, like suck on them.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of act like it's like gum. They just keep it in their mouth. Kind of like the same way people do with tobacco. Like they pack a dip in their lower chin. Same thing people do with Stevia. I've never done that, so I can't, you know, talk about it. But obviously the biggest thing for us in the fitness industry is the weight loss aspect of it. But also you look at it, it's helpful for burns, cuts, abrasions. Something that a lot of like the female listeners and male, I guess, would be interested in. It's also hair care. It's very good. So Stevia has a ton of health benefits. And the most important thing is it's natural. Whereas, you know, something like Splenda or aspartame is chemically made. And the biggest thing about Stevia that I can't get across enough is it's not a calorie. And studies have been done that show Stevia groups lose more versus Splenda group. And I know Splenda is so popular. And actually the Lipton Tea Company tried to get Stevia approved because in the early 80s, Lipton was using it for all their sweeteners. And they didn't want to approve it. The FDA didn't want to approve it. There's a lot of big money out there. There's a lot of corporations that have money.
Yeah, it doesn't smell good.
You know, but again, you look at basically just restoring a pancreatic function, which is why when people are insulin resistant, they have a problem with their insulin and, you know, insulin in terms of like the muscle cells. So you see people will get the fat stomach. Our pancreatic function is depressed. So this actually restores it. And again, like we said, sore throats, upset stomachs, acne. So it softens your skin, less cravings for sweets. So a lot of this stuff. I think Stevia is awesome. You have to – I don't know if a lot of grocery stores sell it. Like, I'm lucky that I have, like, a wholesale supplement store in my town that I can go and get it from, because, like, they have the Now brand, which I love, that's there. But if you just look hard enough online.
Well, it looks like we lost Jimmy, but I know you're saying that if you look online, you can find it in a lot of places. You can't get it at bodybuilding.com, but you can definitely get it at bulknutrition.com and also through discountanabolics.com. They both sell it pretty easily. You can get it in both a powder extract, and you can also get it in a liquid form like droplets.
Kev, I don't mean to interrupt you. Did you see me saying hello twice?
No, we didn't hear any of that, so you can jump right back in.
I couldn't hear a damn thing. All I said is that I get the Now brand, and then I just left it out, and that's why I didn't hear anything, so I don't know what you guys said.
Yeah, you know, I was just saying you can get it in a powder or a liquid form of the extract. And one thing I was going to bring up is that if people want to use it in regards to sweetening drinks or your shakes, you know, to keep in mind this stuff is extremely sweet. I think they said a half a teaspoon of this stuff is the equivalent of a cup of sugar.
Yeah, it's like three times sweeter.
Yeah.
Than regular table sugar.
So it's crazy stuff. And I don't know, Jimmy, have you used it at all for just sweetening your shakes?
Yeah, I actually use it. I actually take a protein shake. I'm very big. This is something I make a lot of my clients do, and you know, I see results from it, is that I make them switch protein brands often, because I don't want them getting too used to any type of brand. And I use Irontex Natural, and it has stevia in it. It has like 2 grams of stevia in it. And there's actually reports, I don't know where it's from, I read it quickly, that bodybuilders talk about how it reports their strength and size increases. They like using stevia. So I don't really know the science behind that. But I know I have it in my shakes. It makes my shakes taste a lot better. And I have a lot of my clients do it, that are especially on like low-carb diets. Also because like the glycemic control, and just because it reduces cravings, which you know on low-carb diets are going to be high.
I think that's great. I mean, people should at least check it out. I ordered some of the powder form online a couple of days ago, and it was $10 for seemingly an endless supply. I think it was, I want to say it was 100 grams or 500 grams. I can't remember off the top of my head.
But it will last you forever.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of stuff, and especially if you're only going to be using half a teaspoon or even a quarter of a teaspoon in some of your shakes. Jimmy, how much do you usually use in a typical shake?
It really varies. Like, I'll try to put a teaspoon. Sometimes I'll put 2 teaspoons, depending. Like, you have to play with it. Like, sometimes I put it in my green tea, and when I put it in my green tea, I'll put in 1 teaspoon. A lot of it really depends on, like, how you like it, you know, how you respond to it. And also, like everything else, you have to, you know, modulate it as you go. You know, if you're using 3 teaspoons, or if you have the liquid and you're using 10 drops, you know, see how you respond to 8 and go from there. Like, that's kind of something I do with my clients when I prescribe the stevia for certain things. When I give them the stevia for certain things, I can't prescribe it, but I'll have them do that kind of thing, 10 drops 1 week, 8 drops the next week, et cetera, et cetera.
Very good. Before we do move on, though, I want to quickly mention our sponsors for this week. First off, TurbulenceTraining.com boosts muscle growth and blowtorch body fat at TurbulenceTraining.com. And also at the TTMembers.com site, they have their new workout for this month, which is the July Bodyweight Workout. So if you're part of TTMembers.com, check that out. Or if you're not, check out TTMembers.com to sign up. Also, BlackStarLabs.com. As always, you can save 10% with the code FIT10, that's FIT10. Throw that in the comments section at checkout. Your discount will be applied after your order is placed, so you won't see it until the order is placed. You'll be charged 10% less thanks to the coupon code. And again, we had a great response. A lot of people ordered ice last week, so they have great products there. And if you ever have Extreme Formulations products, same company. But you can actually buy it direct through BlackStarLabs.com and get it almost dirt cheap. At least that's...
I've never tasted ice. How does ice taste? I don't mean to cut you off.
Not very good. I mean, it's not like a surge drink. It's not something. It's just branched-chain amino acids. It tastes,
it's amino acids, glutamine. Yeah.
Yeah, and glutamine, and it basically just tastes like. I'm gonna say like, it depends which kind you get. Like the grape. I really don't like grape children's aspirin, and that's what it reminds me of. For some reason, I threw up when I had that when I was a kid, so I'm sick of it. But the fruit punch is decent, And the one that I like the most actually is the lemonade flavor.
Yeah.
Which I think most people like. Dan that I trained with, he didn't like it, but I loved it. And he liked the fruit punch, but I didn't really like the fruit punch. And Cressy loves the grape, and I didn't like the grape. So it really depends on the person.
Cool.
But make sure to check that out. And again, the product for this month that we're going to be talking about in the newsletter is Whey Supremacy. Hands down, the best whey protein I've ever had. Tastes phenomenal. Check out the watermelon. Make sure to order some of that stuff because it honestly tastes like heaven. I don't know if you guys have tried it, but next time you want to order some whey protein, make sure to check blackstylelabs.com out. And last but not least, robertsontrainingsystems.com, high octane corrective exercise and performance enhancement at robertsontrainingsystems.com. Again, bulletproof knees, inside out, magnificent mobility. I mean, if you're into corrective exercise, that's the one site where you should definitely check out because he has a ton of products there that can really help you out, including he has an article database, free newsletter. Mike does it all there, so it's all great stuff. But we're going to take a break for a minute. You're not really going to notice it, but in a couple of seconds, we're going to be back with TC. All right, everyone, we're here with TC Luoma. He's the editor-in-chief at TNation.com. Previously, TC wrote for Muscle Media 2000 magazine. He then went on to TNation.com. TC has recently published a book called Atomic Dog, The Testosterone Principles, which we'll talk about in more detail during the interview. You can catch a new edition of TC's Atomic Dog column each week on Friday at TNation.com. So, TC, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thanks. Hi, everybody.
Jimmy, Jen, you can chime in. Feel free. Oh.
Nice to have you on, TC.
Thank you.
Well, I just have to steal my moment. Hi, TC.
Hi. This is the first time I've heard Jen speak.
I know. It's the first time we get to talk to each other. A little different than email.
All right.
Well, everyone,
so what do you got for me?
We're here to talk to TC. So we got a bunch of listener submitted questions that we're going to jump into. First off, this is a question we got from a couple different people, but I kind of just lumped it into one, and that is, what does your workout currently look like?
And my workout?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I you know, I've trained with everybody. I've tried everything. Everything works to a point, as you guys have often said. Right now, I'm doing more of a – actually reverted back to something that Joe Weider talked about probably 20 years ago. That's a basic push-pull workout. Mm-hmm. I know it's got its drawbacks, but it allows me to train virtually every day without that much soreness.
I just want to say you have, like, a perfect radio voice. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that.
Thanks.
But that works out very well for our show.
Good.
All right, well, Jimmy –
I just wanted to chime in actually about the push-pull workout. That's something I haven't played with recently, but every time I get on, like TC said, I seem to recover better. You know, and I know Joe Weider gets some heat, but that's a good workout. I mean, every time I'm on that, I don't get as sore and I recover a lot better. So,
absolutely, you know, you're training functional components together. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, yep. I could bust my biceps one day and my hamstrings and my lats, and I could be sore, but I could still train the next day because I'm training entirely different body parts, different functionalities.
Yeah, exactly.
My whole program had gone totally stale, and I read that, and I was like, that's it. I'm doing it. I've been doing it ever since it came out, and I love it. It's great.
Oh, you're just sucking up.
Totally true. Hey, I'm doing push-pull with this. Okay. I've got it verified in the background. I really am. It is a great scheme. Love it.
All right,
yeah,
cool.
I think there's a lot of like simplicity in doing something savagely well like that. Like a lot of guys are so focused on like the latest things in their workouts and adding these crazy drop sets, this and that, eccentric overload. Something as seems as simple as that, you'll get your best workouts on.
Sure. But I do actually, within that workout, I do try a lot of interesting things like, you know, Thibodeau-esque things and Waterbury things. And so I'm mixing. You know, it's funny, my workouts are such a hybrid of everybody I've ever come into contact with. It's, you know, I could probably trademark that at workout alone just based on how many people I've worked with. It's funny.
Yeah. The next question, TC, comes from another T-Nation member. I kind of feel a little funny asking that, but it's like, is your girlfriend / wife into weight training as well? If so, does she have any goals she's working towards? I'm assuming this is a female member. I hope so.
Well, my wife works out, but my girlfriend doesn't. No, I'm kidding. my wife used to be Miss Southern California bodybuilding champion.
Oh.
And she worked out. She did quite a few contests and did very well. But, you know, she'd actually be a figure competitor nowadays. I mean, that's what she looks more like. I mean, because that was, you know, that was before. Well, that was just to the crest of when the women were going nuts on the drugs. So, yeah. You know, that would be like in the early 90s. It was still reasonably sane. And, you know, she got that out of her system. And she still works out quite hard, but no competition in mind or anything.
TC, I wanted to ask you a little bit about talking to you about BioTest and in regards to T-Nation, but we had a bunch of questions of people asking just if you guys at T-Nation / BioTest are working on any new products at the moment for future release.
Oh, we're always working on something. I mean, the funny thing is Tim and I sit around and think of what we would like to use, and, mm-hmm. and that's basically been behind every supplement we've done. It's stuff we want to use. And this is a real exciting one, but we're really working hard on a greens project. You know, like I have a problem with these Greens Plus products in general.
Why, they taste like shit?
Well, not only that. I mean, you look at it; it's 1970s technology. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at it. First of all, it's got bilberry in it, and licorice, both which you know might kill testosterone levels slightly. And essentially, you're talking about algae and things and all these allergens. And I've even been told, I'm not sure about this, that there's actually heavy metals in the thing. So,
yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, so we want a product that, you know, tastes great and would have the essence of, you know, broccoli and spinach and yams and all these great vegetables. And you could take one scoop of it and it would taste good. And we remove all the cellulose and crud, and it would be essentially one vegetable serving. I mean, that's what I want to use because I have trouble getting in my 6, 7, 8 servings of vegetables every day. So that's what I want right now.
That's a great point. I mean, we've actually had Greens Plus on as a sponsor in the past, and we had Alan Cosgrove come on, and I think he had probably maybe the best line ever on the show, just saying Greens Plus. He likes the product. He says it's a great product, but it's just not to be mixed with anything. And we always have John Berardi talking about how it should be put it in your shake, but it ruins the taste of your shake. It tastes like crap and just ruins the texture. But
Berardi, these guys talk about the Greens Plus, you know, keeping your acid balance.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'm not even sure about that. I know there's one researcher who's really hot on that, but you ask anybody, any nephrologist, and they'll tell you that. You know, eating vegetables is not going to help your acid-base balance very much. So I don't know. I'm still on the fence about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the thing about Greens Plus is that it came out as a general health product, and then us in the bodybuilding and performance world got into it, and we kind of made it seem like a better product than it was, whereas the guys at BioTest, if they come out with a supplement, that's more aimed at the people that want to build muscle, lose fat, perform better. There's a big difference between something for the general population and something for that population.
Sure, and I help promote the stuff, and you know I probably owe everybody an apology for anybody took my word on it. You know,
well I have to poke and prod, but do you have any estimated date of its release at all?
No, not right now. It's a hard nut to crack because we got to make it taste good.
That's true.
That is so difficult. You know, I mean, people say they don't care, but they do.
Oh yeah, they
absolutely do.
Well, Jimmy, you got the next question.
Yeah, here's the next question. Someone wants to know, can you talk a little bit about the changes at T-Nation, like the redesign of the site, what's been going on? Because I know you guys just changed the site over a couple months ago, and then now changed it again. So what's going on?
Shoot me now, please. I mean, I can't believe it. I don't know how closely you've been following this, but, you know, for one thing, the URL is very difficult to tell people at a gym. Hey, go to testosterone.net. You know, they can't spell testosterone. And you say tnation.com. Is that T like a golf T or is that a hyphen in it? And it's really difficult to explain it. So we've actually bought a third URL. It's called 1500T, which stands for actually 1500 nanograms of testosterone per deciliter. That would be a high testosterone level. So abbreviated 1500T. And it's just another way to get to the site. So people think we've thrown out the name testosterone now. And it's just to make it convenient. Testosterone.net still works. TNation.com still works. And now you got 1500T. But it's these type of changes. We do the slightest little thing, and everybody starts screaming that we're going soft core or we've sold out. And we're even catching flack. We got this Men's Health Award for having the best protein powder. We didn't ask for it. I mean, we didn't know about it. And now they're saying we're softcore because we won this award. Yeah. You can't win. And then we change the site, and they think, oh, my gosh, we got letters saying, we're never coming here again. We're never coming here again. Yeah, because we changed the site. The colors are different or whatever. It looks different. But, you know, basically, the internet world, you got to change just for the sake of change sometimes. It gets tiresome. If you live on a site, you know, it's just like you want to redecorate the house. You got to move the couch over, you know, hang a different painting up. And the functionality is a lot better now. We're still doing things, but, you know, it was getting to the point where the forum was taking up, was becoming so much of the site that was actually drowning out the voices of the author. Some of these guys on the forum were actually getting more celebrity than the writers. And it was very strange. And there was such hate on the forum at sometimes. I can't even go to my own site past 8 o'clock at night without getting heartburn. So, seriously, I can't sleep sometimes. So I can't look at the site past 8 o'clock. So making some manipulations, we moved the forum one click away. You know, we gave them more categories. Everybody should be happy, and we gave more emphasis to the articles, and we have increased functionality. And ultimately, I think everybody's gonna like it better.
Well, I thought something that's great about it is that it's much more like a community in the sense where people have their own pages now, they can have their own blogs, they can talk to each other much more easily.
Exactly, and we gave them that because, you know, we figured they'd be pissed because we're moving the thing off. We're moving the forum one side away. So now, you know, we gave them these little areas. We've enhanced it. We're going to enhance it further. You know, if you look at MySpace, it's actually a terrible design.
No, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's very awkward. So we're trying to make, you know, the way MySpace should be or could have been, and hopefully people will start using their MyTNation site.
Are there any improvements to the site that you still have in the works that haven't been released yet or might be released in the next coming months?
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, we're doing a little physique thing where people would submit pictures of themselves and ask for help.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they'll say, you know, what their problem is, what their goal is. And presumably, we haven't worked out all the details. We'll choose them, and then we'll assign them one of our T-Nation writer/coaches to work with them one-on-one with a proviso that they have to write on the site what they're doing each day and how things are going. And, you know, the coach will help them reach their goals. And, you know, if it takes 2 weeks, it takes 2 weeks, takes 4 weeks, whatever, we can cut it off at any time and then pick somebody else. But I figure maybe, like Jimmy, maybe you could work with somebody, and then we'd have Chad working with somebody and Christian working with somebody. And I think people would get sort of a kick watching what the interaction, and they'd also learn what's going on if the person we pick shares their particular problems.
That's a great idea. I think, again, that's something that would be great, just bringing the community together and seeing people's experiences can help other people, which is it's great. I love what I'm seeing from the site. That's all I'm trying to say.
Good. Thanks.
Well, our next question comes from another FitCast listener, and they ask, what supplements do you recommend for people focused on health first and then physique goals second?
I've always said this. I'm not exaggerating. I think every man, woman, and child in America should be taking Flame Out and Res-V. Mm-hmm. Now, people have gotten the idea about the fish oils. They're catching on, and Flame Out's selling very well. In fact, we're having trouble keeping it in stock. But people still haven't caught on to Res-V. It was resveratrol. It was a buzzword in the mass media last year, in Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Time, Newsweek. But our guys, for some reason, aren't hopping on board. I mean, all these other companies were racing to get out resveratrol products. We already had one. But yet, nobody gets it. I mean, this thing, resveratrol is potentially implicated in helping so many conditions. It just blows your mind. I mean, you know, if my father was alive, he'd be taking Res-V right now, along with Flame Out. And those ultimately are the two things that everybody should be taking.
Yeah, that's the thing that people don't really realize about those two products is people have to look at their diets alone, and you see diets are really high in mercury these days because a lot of like, the environmental toxin, things like that. The main two things that fight it are fish oil and Res-V. It's like, it doesn't make sense to me why there's a product like that. And people who look at Flame Out and say it's only a fish oil supplement, it's not. It has CLA. And when you look at the research, if you combine an omega, I think Mike Rozelle just wrote about it in his article that went up last week, but if you combine an omega 3 with another kind of healthy fat, it works that much better. So
yeah.
I disagree with TC on that.
And also, we sort of flip most fatty acid products have a higher EPA to DHA ratio. We flipped it around because we found out that men, actually, testosterone levels are inversely related to DHA levels.
Yeah.
So we put in more DHA, so it actually makes it a better product, a better fish oil for men.
Yeah.
I mean, not that women can't benefit also, but it was particularly specifically designed for men.
When you look at it, your brain's like 75% DHA or something like that, and then you
right.
It really matters.
Absolutely.
Well, Jimmy, you got the last question.
Oh, yes. The next question, TC, it kind of piggybacks off that. Now, a lot of people out there, physique gains. You know, it's July. Still, people are always after physique gains. So adding muscle and losing fat, what do you think are the best products you guys have for that? What do you recommend?
Well, for our fat burner, I stand strongly by Hot Rocks Extreme. We did a little publicized study with one of the key components. We actually did it with Fahrenheit, but Fahrenheit is essentially a slightly weaker version of Hot Rocks Extreme. And we had 80 women. You ever do a study with 80 women? That's a lot of women. That costs a lot of money to do. Most studies you see have 6 people, maybe 12. We did it with 80. And over a 6-week period or a 12-week period, they lost fat at a rate 5 times faster than diet and exercise alone. And that component is in Hot Rocks Extreme. It works very, very well. And but as far as putting on muscle at the same time, is that what you asked, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, and it's also as a separate product. Someone just wants to put on muscle.
Oh, I see. Well, obviously we're big, and our whole part of our reason for existence is controlling hormone levels. So we've always been big on testosterone boosters, and alpha male is exceptionally for that. And carbolin 19 can't be sneezed at either. It works very well in increasing VO2 max also, which is sort of a side benefit. And, those two things are just phenomenal.
Sure, yeah. I think people don't put enough emphasis on the testosterone aspect of it, and I know people run and jump on a lot of the supplements out there, but if you look at the quality that's in the products, I think that kind of separates it, whereas, even when you guys used to have the Tribex, and you still do, you still have Tribex. Like, that's, you look at what's in that versus other tribalist products, and you kind of see the difference.
Sure. And it's a funny thing, people always say, weight training will boost testosterone levels. Yeah, it does. For a few hours, but after that it drops below baseline, sometimes for several days. That's the weird paradox of what we do. We're doing this manly activity, and our testosterone levels are actually kept to the basement all the time. It's bizarre.
And I would even go to say that a supplement like Flame Out, people don't realize that. I saw a recent research study that said if you I think it's take 6 grams of essential fatty acids a day, omega-3s, and you can use like 50% more of your protein. So something like that can't be laughed at either when you look at pure anabolic gains atop fish oil supplement. So
there you go. Sure.
And quickly, this is just because I was talking with actually Jimmy and I was talking with Jim before the show that you guys had a special deal going on the past week in regards to Beta 7, your beta alanine product. And I came to your site looking for a creatine. I ended up leaving with 3 bottles of Beta 7, 2 bottles of creatine, 3 packs of Spike, and 3 packs of ZMA. That's just that's how things work,
It works good.
But one thing I wanted to quickly ask in regards to that, are you guys planning on doing any more promotions like that in the future?
We don't have anything specifically planned, but I'm sure if I said yeah, in a couple of weeks nobody would buy anything until they saw that.
That's a good point.
So we don't have anything planned, but I'm sure we'll do something. Yeah, of course, we always do.
Oh, very good. What is
I heard Jen's a big talker. I don't hear anything from Jen over there.
Yeah, come on, Jen. What's up?
Jen has a bombshell question.
The limelight? No. I mean, I'm just going to sound like a big advertisement, though, because I take everything from Team Nation. But the truth of the matter is that everything that TC said is totally true. And as a woman, especially, I've been through it all. I've had the 4 kids. Whatever. But here I am, bodybuilder, or whatever you want to call me. But I take it all. I take the Flame Out. I take all the stuff that was talked about and then some. And, sometimes it's kind of silly, but as long as your diet is right on track, sometimes the supplements is what separates, the boys from the men, or in my case, the girls from the women. my body is what it is, and I definitely partially do in part to taking these awesome supplements. And I've always taken supplements, and when I got all switched over to T Nation supplements, pretty much everything just got better. And that's not a lie, and I'm not trying to sound cheesy, but it's true, and there you go.
All right, thank you. The check will be in the mail, Jen.
Sweet, thanks. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, Jen, you did have a question, though, for TC.
Yeah, you know, TC, I've spent, and you'll notice, I mean, obviously you notice everything about your forum, but it's been kind of a focal point as far as getting everybody educated about healthy fats and why fats aren't the enemy and why we need to have healthy fats in our diets and sometimes why we need to have way more fat than what we're consuming in our diets. And I find that as a coach and a personal trainer with my clients, my personal clients, I spend a lot of time simply emailing back and forth educating people about why it's important to have the healthy fats and the higher fats in our diets. And so I guess I just want your take on that. I want you to tell everyone what your main top reasons are for that.
Well, what I tell people is, this one usually gets them. You say, you look up almost any medical condition, you know, in PubMed and put, you know, the medical condition /, healthy fats, essential fatty acids, you will get scores of papers that attest to the benefits. I mean, it's implicated in just about any condition, any disease, and my gosh, what more do you need than that? I mean, as far as body sculpting and things like that, I mean, dietary fatty acids at the most elementary level are going to help you become less insulin resistant, and you know, that's the key right there.
Okay, but it's I know that every woman and man, for that matter, that has come to me and I've done some sort of designing on their nutrition, inevitably their fats are too low and they get a little nervous. Oh my gosh, you know, how can I eat that saturated fat and also the omega-3s and different things that we've been talking about and actually get leaner? It's just a matter of getting it timed right and getting the right things in, and they're surprised, of course, their physiques start looking better in a hurry. So, I don't know, just to kind of second the idea of that and get your pitch on it so that people know that it's the truth.
Yeah, well, I wish you luck. I mean, it's a hard gig being a personal trainer and convincing people because, you know, rarely do people listen to you or anybody in general. So good luck.
I think the thing about, you know, essential fatty acids is that a lot of people think they only have to take them for a certain amount of time. Like, it's like everything else, you have to vary them. There's times like I have my clients will take anywhere from 15 to like 20 grams a day with it. And there's reasons behind it. And you have to look at, it's something you should always have, though. No matter if you're taking your 6 grams a day or you're taking something like 10 or 12, it's just something you need in your diet for a whole host of reasons. Like TC said, insulin, but also, you know, there's muscle gain aspects to it too, and just overall health things. Like you see, like with women that get an official supplement, they'll like detox their estrogen, and men will clear up their cholesterol. So there's a ton of benefits to it.
Sure, and that's, you know, fatty acids are the one thing, the one supplement that actually becomes part of you. You know, that's the wild thing. They incorporate themselves into your cells. I mean, my gosh, it's pretty wild.
I have actually a question I want to
ask you. Can I ask another supplement question regarding Hot Rocks? Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay. So what is it, I mean, people ask all the time, but what is it about the Hot Rocks that does help control the insulin so low and then, or so well? And then in addition to that, why is it that it's not like ephedrine and that we do not have to worry about, you know, cycling off of it every 6 weeks for a month so that we don't get heart problems and all that kind of stuff? Could you just go into that a little bit?
Well, you know, as I remember, ephedrine affected those beta-2 agonists, those adrenergic receptors, which also affected heart rate and breathing and things. And that isn't true of Hot Rocks. You're not going to get that. But the main ingredient is A7E, which you guys have heard of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the component in Fahrenheit that we did that research on. And we've added several components that actually add to controlling carbohydrate urges. We have some central nervous system stimulants in there, like your hembine. There's also carbolin-19, and there's a full dose of carbolin-19 in there. And that alone, one of our guys did his entire graduate thesis on carbolin-19, and the results, the fat loss results in women alone on that were pretty phenomenal. And we're just pretty smart guys, Jed.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to agree, but you know, I'll let you toot your own horn. I'm just kidding, DC.
What were you going to say, Jim? What were you asking?
I was going to ask one quick question, but I wanted to jump back on about the Hot Rocks. You said it has yohimbine and caffeine in it, yohimbine and caffeine. And people have to realize that for like that stubborn fat, right, that like lower ab fat in men and that butt fat in females, those two supplements alone that are in Hot Rocks are huge for getting rid of that simply through how they work with the beta antagonist. Slightly different than yohimbine, so I just wanted to throw that out there. But my question for you, TC, was actually, you've been around for a while. You know, you were at Muscle Media, you and Charles Poliquin. We're doing up Muscle Media that got a lot of like the strength coaches, the guys around my age into it. Like that was, we went to Muscle Media, we were like, this is cool. Because the magazines back then, you know, all bodybuilders took were protein powders and liver tabs.
Yeah.
Muscle Media came out, brought, you know, the hardcore nutrition out and all like the latest stuff. What have you seen changed in the industry that you like? That's the first part. And the second part, what have you seen changed in the industry or come out in the industry that you don't like since that time when you're at Muscle Media?
Wow, you got an hour or two? No, it's been the weirdest thing. What a ride. Back when we were running EAS Muscle Media, it was actually virgin territory in a way. Nobody had done what we were doing. I mean, the Weider magazines never talked about steroids, never talked about drugs. And, you know, we shed light on the CB side of bodybuilding. And we had this novel marketing approach, which was telling the truth. And yeah. People freaked out. And, you know, we had such a loyal following back there. It was just amazing. But the fact that it was a newsstand magazine, and it wasn't the internet, and you never heard too much rotten stuff. You know, it takes a lot of effort to, you know, write a letter out and lick a stamp on it, you know, put an envelope and address it. But, you know, now somebody could fire, you know, could reach out and hate someone in seconds, you know, the internet. So it's given, the internet is such a bizarre thing. It's given everybody such a forum to be to shout and scream and be an expert. And the whole market as a whole has become so much more cynical, so much tougher. There were so many people wanting to emulate what we did with the EAS and Muscle Media 2000 that most of them did it really underhanded way. Tim and I always kid about this. We're probably only 5% of the supplement business owners that haven't been in prison. You know, yeah. it used to be a prerequisite. You have to be, an ex-con to own a supplement company. I'm only slightly exaggerating. It was a bizarre thing. I don't know what happened there, but you know, it's a lot more cynical. And you know, as I've talked about on the site, the hardcore market has evaporated. Yeah. I mean, how many people go around saying they're bodybuilders? You still have your pockets on the East Coast and the West Coast, you know, in Florida and things, but it's just dying everywhere else. Sure, there's a lot more guys lifting weights, but it's that they abhor a wretched excess. You know, they just want to look like Abercrombie guys.
Yeah.
So they probably think they don't need, you know, supplements for that. They don't. All they need to do is CrossFit, and how much science do they need just to get lean? And a lot of them don't like the sciencey type articles or the real involved programs. You know, and it's become very difficult for me as an editor to figure out what people want to read. It's, you know, I'll put up an article, I think it's just fantastic, and people, you know, write snore, or yawn, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, or you guys get hate mail writers, you know. I just, it's very bizarre. it's troubling, I tell you. I wish I was a florist.
TC,
yeah, I think that's,
go ahead, Jimmy.
I was going to say, I think that's the funny thing, you're right, is a lot of people now, even the trend in the industry is to say, you don't have to necessarily train like a bodybuilder or like a physique person. You can just train X amount away and you'll look like it. That might be true for a percent of the population. You also have those people that need to know the real down and dirty information about how do I build muscle, how do I lose fat mm-hmm. the best way possible. And you're right, there's really like no place to go online to get that, because you go and you pick up the magazines and it's, this is what this pro did. Well, you don't have access to a lot of stuff that pro has. So I think you're right. That's the kind of the bad way the industry changed. It's kind of, it went from everybody was training like a bodybuilder to now people are ashamed to be like that. You know,
yeah.
So yeah, I think it's unfortunate, but what are you going to do?
Along the same lines, we had this this great guy at the site. His name is Kiyoshi Moody. He just won the Junior California.
Yeah.
And, he's amazing.
Yeah, isn't he? But we interviewed him, and he says, well, you know, I don't really work biceps or legs or calves because they get too big. You know, I never have. You know, I don't do anything with my abs.
I saw that.
Yeah, how's this guy gonna write training articles for me? You know? I mean, who the heck's gonna listen to him, despite how he looks? You know, so it's a funny thing. You know, it's always been the case. I remember people back in the '90s always hunt down Mike Matarazzo,
yeah,
you know, to find out how he built his calves. Well, I met his parents. They both had calves just like him. They'd never been in a gym in their lives. You know? So here's this guy writing calf trading articles, and it was just purely genetics. You know, it was bizarre.
Before we do get out of here, TC, though, we did have a couple of questions, again, mostly about the same subject, and it were actually about your book. So I just wondering if you could talk a little bit about your Atomic Dog book, just what it's about, what it contains, and who is it for.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thanks. it's basically a love poem to testosterone, the hormone, essentially. It's a compilation of some of my best articles from the last 5, 6, 7 years. And they're divided in different chapters about a first chapter is inspirational, contains some sports stories, and there's a chapter about boys growing up to be men versus men versus women, a chapter on sex, and a chapter on the science of testosterone. But I'm actually finding a funny thing with this book. I've actually found out that I'm the Harry Potter of testicles. I'm getting people to read.
Am I in this conversation?
Oh my god.
I've
really good. You can't embarrass me. Continue on.
Okay, good. I live to embarrass. These guys who haven't read books in years, for whatever reason, you know, are picking up this book almost by accident, and they pick it up somewhere, and they read the whole thing, and then they come back and buy another copy for their friends.
That's actually why Tony Gentilcore couldn't be with us. He's actually reading the new Harry Potter book right now. That's not even a joke. That's why he's not here.
He is so fired.
He got the book. He went right home and he just opened it up and he's just reading it thoroughly. He actually might read it twice. He might not be on next week either. I don't know.
Oh, I'm gonna get him.
Oh, man,
that's hilarious. But anyhow, that's essentially the book, I'm finding out that it's actually, you know, a couple guys have told me, believe it or not, that it actually changed their relationships for the better. And women have told me that too. The book has a lot of female fans, even though it's extremely irreverent. And if you pick it up and look at any given page, you might think, "Oh, this guy's a misogynist pig." But that's completely false. I'll admit it's rather piggy, sexual, but therein lies its charm.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks.
Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for us here on the FitCast for episode number 59. Again, TC, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it. And just once again, T-Nation is my favorite site out there, and I'm sure it is for our co-hosts as well, because pretty much all of them right there as well. But I just think, honestly, thanks for just putting all this great information up on tnation.com. I think everyone should go there and read the articles that are out Monday through Friday. I know this sounds like a huge promotion thing, but I'm there every day reading and learning, and it's great for the kids that are still in college like me. So I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much. That's great to hear.
Well, again, that's going to wrap it up for us here for episode number 59. Don't forget to check out thefitcast.com for the show notes, direct downloads. Check out tnation.com for all of TC's articles every Friday as well. And we're going to get out of here. We'll see you next week. Take care, everyone.